Hey, so I wanted to talk openly about COVID-19, just without any data in front of me or any prepared sort of speech or information or story type thing. Here we are in 2021 with a pandemic still. And the thing about it is, I thought it would be over. That's not true. I didn't think that. And I guess I'm just struggling where to start with the. Maybe I'll just enter a question, and try and answer it. What's happening right now with COVID-19? What's happening that's important is that people are dying. It's about the most important piece of the conversation. The newest epicenter apparently is Indonesia, which has surpassed, according to the New York Times, if I can remember, which has surpassed India and some other country with the amount of cases, the amount of infections that have been recorded. That's as of today, the 19th of July, 2021. And since the death toll is so high, that's why I decided it was time to put a few audio files together for the future, so that you know, when this happens, people tend to forget that someone in the future might need to know how to survive another one of these. What if a pandemic happens again? What if the pandemic we're in doesn't end? Geez, and if it never ends, if we have to keep facing this sort of sadness, this sort of problem, I don't know. I mean, of course, there are plenty of things to do about it. I could be an activist. I could try and volunteer and help people get vaccinated. But I mean, honestly, I've tried that, and I don't think I've gotten much of a response back for places like the American Red Cross, which is more about blood donation, and like the soup kitchen down the road, you know, whatever. But people aren't being displaced from this. People are dying from this. This is a sickness. This is the epitome of a zombie apocalypse where the zombies don't come back to life. They just die. And the infected must quarantine. The infected must, honestly, the infected go straight to the hospital. And while they're at the hospital, they're just trying to breathe for another second. And at the end of it, they die alone, without their family, because because they can't risk the risk of infecting their family is so high that there's no visitation. There's no, people are dying without their loved ones close enough to say goodbye to. That's what's happening. People are hiding from each other. That's what's happening. Nobody's dating. Like, not safely. And you're encouraged to stay as far away from people as possible, mostly because they could be infected. Now, that is more of a 2020 idea that back then, in 2020, last year, the pandemic was so rampant, so widespread. It was before vaccines that you couldn't leave your house. You may have lost your job if you showed up at work sick. You immediately lost your job. Some jobs give you a grace period that, you know, maybe you'll stop showing signs. Maybe the signs that you're showing, the symptoms, aren't COVID-19. Maybe they're the flu. Maybe they're regular pneumonia. Maybe they're anything else but COVID-19. Because if it is COVID-19, you're done. You're done. And if there are cases at your workplace, you may decide not to come to work. Another way your job is lost. I myself have refused to work for a place after learning that while I was on shift, at least 3 cases had been found once a week. One case every week. Every week one case would show up, and it was enough for me to say, I'm gone. I'm not catching this. I'm not gonna die for this job. That was 2020. I'm gonna share some of the symptoms of COVID-19. Symptoms may appear 2 to 14 days after exposure to the virus. People with these symptoms may have COVID-19, fever or chills, cough, shortness of breath or difficulty breathing, fatigue, muscle or body aches, headache, new loss of taste or smell, sore throat, congestion or runny nose, nausea or vomiting, diarrhea. Additionally, look for emergency warning signs for COVID-19. If someone is showing any of these signs, seek emergency medical care immediately. Trouble breathing, persistent pain or pressure in the chest, new confusion, inability to wake or stay awake, pale, gray or blue-colored skin, lips or nail beds, depending on skin tone. The source for that is Google. If you enter COVID-19 into Google, under the overview section, the symptoms are what I just read. So that's how you tell whether you or someone else has COVID-19. Hopefully in the future, this is not around. Hopefully, one, it's gone, eradicated. 2, if it's not eradicated, I hope there are more vaccines that people trust that have been tested rigorously, that have been shown to defeat the virus, to block the virus from entering, and if it does infect, that it does not kill, that it does not end life. So, with that, I'm gonna come back in a second. I'm just gonna take a little break and start the next segment. Hey, so one of the best places to get information on COVID-19 while we've been in this pandemic has been Twitter.com. Twitter is a social network platform where you... I'm sure you're aware of what Twitter is. I won't explain it. But if you're not aware of what Twitter is, it is where you say something shortly. You can upload a picture and a video if you'd like, or a GIF or GIF, which is a moving picture. Not exactly like Harry Potter, but more like one action on a loop is what a GIF is. Anyway, excuse me. Twitter is a place where you can have a conversation, and the conversation around COVID-19, excuse me, is a trend, and that trend has its own page within Twitter. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to scroll, I'm going to read, and I'm going to respond, and hopefully that will fill you in on what's going on in this day and age. As we fight through this pandemic, there are the latest. Actually, I wanna look at that. The latest safety and vaccine guidance. So, it's mostly tweets from the World Health Organization, and the latest is COVID-19. Vaccines have been tested in large randomized controlled trials that include people of a broad age range, both sexes, different ethnicities, and those with known medical conditions. The vaccines have shown a high level of efficacy across all populations. And the reason they put that tweet out, I'm very sure, is because of the very high, and I mean extremely high, level of vaccine hesitancy, at this stage. As of this date, I know this from paying attention to the news around me, that first of all, I am vaccinated. I received two shots of the Moderna vaccine around my birthday, which was in May. I have never been COVID positive. I am thankful to be vaccinated. I believe in it. I mean, it's not a belief thing. It's a scientific process by which you guard yourself against an infection. It's very simple. Like measles, like chickenpox, chickenpox you kind of just have to get, and then you apply the chamomile lotion or whatever it is, and you get over it, right? It's a sickness, you get past it. This isn't chickenpox. This is more like smallpox, but it's not smallpox. It's COVID-19. It's the coronavirus. And I think the main reason people are hesitant to get the vaccine is because, one, they don't trust it. They don't trust the vaccine because it's an emergency use. That's one reason. Second, actually, to the first point, the tweet I just read is trying to assuage the doubts of those who believe that the vaccine hasn't been tested well enough yet. The World Health Organization says the vaccines have shown a high level of efficacy across all populations. There's just a GIF underneath that. The second reason people are hesitant is because they're pregnant. The pregnant population is really, really hesitant to get a vaccine because they don't want to lose their babies. They know that they're being exposed to a small level of the virus, and they're not willing to take the risk of their child that is not formed yet still they're not willing to take the risk of exposing their child to the virus. That's to me, that's logic. That's not a bad argument. I don't know what to do in that situation though. Does she wait until the baby's born and then have the vaccine, because her child will be and that's a conversation I think needs to be had at this point in time too. The vaccine is supposed to be the vaccine is only approved at this point legally by the powers that be for the ages of 15, I think, and up. But the ages of 15 and under are roaming the world, or crawling the world, or playing in a world, going to school in a world, right? Swimming in pools, unvaccinated, while a pandemic is wreaking havoc on the world. What are they supposed to do? What about children? I don't know why why the studies have shown that they've been unaffected by the virus, but lately with the Delta variant, I've heard over and over again about the young succumbing to this virus. There have been some deaths. There are cases of those under 15 getting the coronavirus. It's just a fact. As much as there are vaccines out there, the vaccines are not approved yet for the ages below 15. And I think that's a problem that needs to be answered. It needs to be solved. The issue is not dead. And I'm not hearing a lot about it in the news. I'm hearing about the few cases that show up. And that's great that we have that data, but there's more cases. That's a microcosm of the data as a whole. There are plenty of places where there are a great number of cases that aren't showing in the data. Why? Because we haven't reached those areas yet. Because there's nothing. I don't know why. There are plenty of reasons, but I don't know every reason. I mean, I don't know the specifics, and I don't know what the problem is, but we need more data amongst children and in places where it's hard to reach. Wow. And then, as I scroll down on the feed, there's a story from Kaiser Health News. Moderna's latest analysis of its vaccine clinical trial data shows 900 people got COVID after being vaccinated, consistent with 90% or more of efficacy for the vaccine, company spokesperson Colleen Hussey said. There's an article titled "The Shock and Reality of Catching COVID After Being Vaccinated." Without looking at the article, I can immediately almost panic. And I don't mean to be sensationalist, I don't mean to startle you, but I'm beginning to be more worried about being vaccinated and catching COVID-19. Like, I don't want to catch this virus. I got vaccinated on purpose. It wasn't a test. It wasn't part of some clinical trial. I got tested to survive. Not tested, excuse me. I got vaccinated to survive. And if things are... Moderna is the vaccine that I got. And clinical trial data shows 900 people got COVID after being vaccinated. That's not good news. It's just not good news. It's very bad news. From the CDC here, new at CDC MMWR finds Pfizer BioNTech hashtag COVID-19 vaccine was 63% effective at preventing infection for partially vaccinated residents of two skilled nursing facilities experiencing outbreaks. For best protection, get all recommended doses of a COVID-19 vaccine. It's just another side, another dimension of what's going on. Some who are vaccinated, okay, so as I'm vaccinated with two shots of the Moderna vaccine, it takes two to be fully vaccinated, or at least to have 95% effectiveness of the vaccine. So I'm 95% protected against the vaccine. I'll be protected 95% of the time I'm in contact with the virus. Okay? With the first shot, I was only about 30% protected. So there are some who only have one shot of the required two. I think I mentioned earlier, there's more than just Moderna vaccines. There's the Pfizer vaccine, of course. There's Oxford AstraZeneca. Excuse me. There is, God, how many vaccine producers are there? There's at least four that I know, but I'm sure there's at least six or seven. And again, my data is low on that. I don't know how many vaccines are available. I'm sure the number is a lot higher, just because there are places that are laboratories, you know, places that are focused on getting this vaccine made and getting it out to the public so that people are not dying at the rate that they have been dying since 2019. Well, okay, since 2020, technically. I'll call this segment right there. Three tweets is good enough. And I'll be right back. Okay, I will attempt to end each show with some data from Google, which is using data from the New York Times to display this data on a very reliable basis. And I'll start. What I want to do is read the statistics as they change day by day. So today in the United States, these are the COVID-19, these are the coronavirus disease statistics as they are today. As of July 18th, which was yesterday, 2021, new cases in the United States were 251. The 7-day average was 412. It's very low, which is good. But it's, of course, terrible for the actual 251 who contracted, who got infected. Total cases to date are 569,000. Total deaths in the United States since since January of 2020, 7,038. Actually, excuse me, that was local information. the United States has had a lot more of a problem. Okay, so I was reading this. I was reading the data wrong. In the United States, there have been 34 million total cases and 608,000 deaths to date. And let's just focus on the data here. Tests. Tests taken. March, May. The test data is a little hard to read for me. Let's go over here to the end and. So as of July 12th, 2021, there have been 463,546 tests taken, 22,250 positive tests, hospitalizations, 18,823 people hospitalized, 7-day average. I'm pretty sure that's still local data, to be honest with you. That doesn't sound like... How do we get U.S. data? There we go. All right. This COVID tracker. Hospitalizations. People hospitalized 18,823 as of July 17th. People in the ICU 5,232. My deepest thoughts with those in the ICU. Vaccinations. At least one dose. 1.8 million. Fully vaccinated, 1.6 million of the percentage of the population. So 56.7% of the US population has at least gotten one dose of a vaccine. 49.1% are fully vaccinated as of July 18th, 2021. So almost half of the country is vaccinated, which is great, but it's not good enough. You know, on a grading scale, it's still fail. So, those are the stats. So, look, just be careful out there. I don't know what to say to anyone during this period in time. I know that it's a scary place when it comes to trying to figure out whether or not you should be vaccinated. If you have doubts, that's a scarier place to be. But if you are sure that you don't want the vaccine, I fear for your life. And for those of you who are sure you want the vaccine but haven't done it yet, please make the time. It is worth every effort to make sure that you are as safe from this virus as possible. That's what a vaccine is for. That's what these vaccines were made for, giving you the best chance of survival. And if you are vaccinated, be safe. And don't risk the possibility that you could get be infected because the variants. Okay, because the Delta variant is apparently affecting those with vaccine with vaccinations that are vaccinated. People that are vaccinated, like myself, are in a better position to face like the world. Like, what am I trying to say here? The scenario in my head is a crowd, and I think someone who's vaccinated has a better chance of surviving the crowd if the virus is in it. And if you don't want to stay at home and you like crowds, get vaccinated. If you hate crowds, I don't know. I'm just gonna be okay with not knowing. But today's date is July 19th, 2021. Get vaccinated. Be well.